This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Laura Pakenham, of course, here from the iRadio News team. You've joined me here in studio. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me.
Hello, hello. Kana sa tātou.
Tā me kumā. And I want to try and make sure that I learn a little bit more Irish, but that's exactly why we're here to have a chat, because you're a proud Gaelgor. Can you tell me a little bit about your own journey with the Irish language?
Yeah, I suppose I'm from County Longford, so I wasn't necessarily raised surrounded by the language in the same way that other people have been. Mm-hmm. I did my education all in English up until I went to college, and I did a primary teaching degree through Irish then, and that was a big change, and that's when I started to view the language as a living, breathing language, as opposed to a school subject. And it's just been up and up and up from there.
That's amazing. You know, with the rise in Google searches for Irish culture and language, like the Claddagh Ring and Irish lessons, do you feel like we're in a bit of an Irish revival moment?
Yes, definitely. It's kind of been called the Irish revival, the Celtic revival, the Gaelic revival. And I think at the heart of all that, and although we see trends, I guess, emerging like the Claddagh Ring. Now, there's nothing trendy about the Claddagh Ring. Yeah. It's ancient.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an ancient tradition. But the way in which it's being cultivated now and preserved and modernised, I suppose, and brought into the 21st century with us. But at the heart of all that is the language.
Yeah.
The language is the key that accesses the culture and the history. And that can't be forgotten, I guess, in this digital age. Because the recent revival we're seeing, or kind of revitalisation of the culture and the language, I think is due to the visibility of the language itself. Through media, through music, through social media. And that's, I guess, giving people an opportunity and the visibility to reconnect with their, you know, identity as a Gael, as an Irish speaker, as a Celtic person. And it's such a rich and beautiful culture and language, and there's no reason not to connect with it. It's so beautiful. But as I said, at the heart of that is the language. That's what you need to be able to access this Gaelic revival, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, one of the most Googled questions globally is, how old is the Irish language? What would you say to somebody asking that? And why do you think there's so much curiosity now?
Oh, Jesus, put me on the spot there. I thought I had the figure off in my head how old she is. Definitely, oh, she pre-medieval, prehistoric. Oh, God, only knows. I suppose to anyone who's inquiring about the language, I suppose it's by means of trying to understand the history better.
Yeah.
There's such a historical weight behind the Irish language, although it's being modernised. Mm-hmm. There's nothing modern about the language. And I would also remind learners to keep that in consideration when they're going to learn the language. It is an ancient, ancient language. I think it's the most, it's the earliest written, recorded European language, or on mainland Europe.
Wow.
Please feel free to fact check me, anyone that's listening,
that's
but I'm pretty
brilliant.
Sure it's around that. So keep that in mind when you're learning the language. It is tricky. It's not modern. There's a lot to it, but it is one of the most worthwhile tasks you will ever undertake. And I always say that as Irish people, or anyone living on this island, it's our language. And I never say, oh, there was a beautiful quote I seen once, that we're not learning it, we're just remembering it.
Okay.
Because it's something that we all obtain. And I have to say, that's how my journey with the language has felt. I never felt as though I was learning it from scratch. Mm-hmm. It was almost like it was just thawed over, or iced over, like frozen, and it was just gradually thawing the more and more I learned.
I love that.
It is an ancient language, and she's beautiful, and that's why it unlocks all the culture and the history and mythology. It's so rich, it's so beautiful.
I love that. What do you think are some of the biggest myths or misconceptions people have about the Irish language?
Well, one of the misconceptions, it's not even a misconception, is that it's difficult to learn. It is, and that's, as I said, because it is such an ancient language. But I think it's just the way in which people view it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a certain almost fear associated with it.
Yeah.
For me personally, maths was never my best subject in school. I hated maths tests. Mm-hmm. I dreaded the days when I had to do X, Y, Z. But I suppose in this day and age now, that there's so many resources available, and the Irish language is so readily available to everyone, it is your right and your choice to choose what role the language plays in your life. Please remember that Irish as a school subject is a means of preservation, but that is one tiny aspect of the language. It is so interlinked with history, culture, mythology, arts, music, performance, writing, everything, poetry. And there's a way in which everybody can find a way to connect with the language, whether it's through sport, whether it's through other hobbies, whether it's just through social media, if you just want it to be simply part of your everyday life as you're doom scrolling on TikTok. It doesn't have to be purely academic. The academic side of the language is by means of preservation, and there'll always be the academics out there. There's always going to be the people who'll study it and who'll do that work on paper, but it is your opportunity to bring it into your everyday life, not on paper.
Yeah, I love that. I love your passion for the Irish language. In your opinion, why has learning Irish been such a struggle for so many in school, and what needs to change? I'm going to put my hand up and say, like, I found it a struggle, but now I think I enjoy learning a couple of fuckle, even though I'm sometimes a bit cautious in case I get things wrong, because I think I had such a bad experience in school.
I suppose there's a few aspects at play when it comes to people relearning the language or going back to the language in their adult life. First thing I'd say is that the fear of getting something wrong, I understand why. We all do it. Nobody wants to ever get anything wrong. But when I tell you that the Irish speaking community is so filled with love and passion, and like me personally, I would not care if somebody, you know, spoke to me absolutely littered with mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm there to help you. If you want to learn and you tell me, hi, feel free to correct my mistakes, I absolutely will, because the better Irish that can be spoken, that makes a bigger difference to the preservation of the language. You know, I can understandably see why certain people can be kind of territorial and protective over the language when their families and generations before them have preserved it and kept it alive. I can understand why there's a bit of protectiveness there. But there is always open spaces for learners. The Irish speaking community is literally open doors to everybody, and we would never turn someone away. And then also when it comes to relearning, again, you're doing it on your own terms, yes, I suppose, as an adult. I can absolutely understand why in school there was restraints around it, and you know, you had to get X mark if you did bad in a spelling test. And some people just aren't, I suppose, academically inclined towards languages. There are people who are going to be numbers people. People are going to be historical people. But, you know, learning a language is almost like a science. There's formulas, there's rules. And once you learn them and adhere to them, it's like chipping away at an ice block bit by bit. You're not going to buy a book and wake up in the morning and be fluent. But it's about finding a way that suits you. If it's by conversation, try and find a local conversation circle in your county. I'm sure there is not multiple, in every single county. If it's by exposing yourself to media, listen to Irish music. There are so many fabulous Irish language artists.
Yeah.
Watch TV shows. There's a show for every genre, you know, on the likes of T.G. Cahiran, etc. And things that you can find that will adhere to your likes. Yeah, it's a tricky one. But as I said, it is a tricky language. It's not, again, that pulls in the bigger question of the education system. I think there's a lot to be tackled by those who are teaching the language. You're tackling years, hundreds of years of oppression of the language, and in a lot of cases, a negative outlook on the language. So number one, I think regardless of what's on the curriculum, if the teacher has a love for the language and they're able to pass that on to students, that makes the biggest difference. And also, it's taught as an extension of English. So much of the most basic integral aspects of the language I only learned when I was 21, 22, 23 in college and immersing myself in it. And they're the things that make you go, oh, that makes sense. Like the amount of times I've explained aspects of pronunciation or grammar to people and you see that light bulb moment and they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's taught as an extension of English. Even when it comes to the pronunciation, the phonetic system, we're not taught the inherently Gaelic sounds of the language. Like Durrus. That D sound doesn't exist in Irish. It's a broad D, Durrus. And all this kind of thing. And the more you focus on learning Irish as Irish, as opposed to an extension of English, the more authentic the experience feels, and therefore the more connected you are to the language, and the pieces of the puzzle just fit together.
I love that. Do you think that social media, you know, Irish music or even shows have played a role in making the language feel more cool or relevant? You know, obviously we've had the massive, I mean, I don't know, it seems like it's taking over from Kneecap, and you know, with their movie and everything, and the droves of people that went to go and see them, and you know, it's just taking over. But I think that all always filters in, and it's so positive.
Absolutely. I think the key to the revitalization and the survival of the language going forward, I always say, is visibility. For the language to be seen and understood, it needs to be seen, it needs to be heard, it needs to be written everywhere all around you. We are a bilingual country. Anything you are able to do in English, you should be able to do in Irish also. Any dealings with the state, I never call revenue in English. I always call them in Irish. I skip the queue. I don't have to wait. I get straight to them, because that's my right to do so. But definitely when it comes to media, again, that plays into the visibility of the language, that people are seeing it in a different light, because for so many like myself, the only context in which the language existed was as a school subject within the four walls of the classroom. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, when we're seeing the language being integrated and prioritised in media, it's showing a completely different light to people who might have thought, oh, I hated this in school, this was the bane of my life. Yeah. But now they're seeing it can be fun, it's social, it's casual, it's not, it doesn't have to be stress inducing. And I think that's completely playing into a shifting mindset in regards to the language, that this isn't scary, this can be fun, I can enjoy this, I can enjoy music, I can enjoy shows, I can watch TikToks, I can, you know, go to concerts and everything. And again, it's just that visibility. She needs to be heard, she needs to be seen, and she needs to be spoken, and that's how she'll be cultivated.
Yeah, yeah. What advice would you give to somebody maybe in their 20s or even in their 30s who want to reconnect with the language but maybe feels a little bit embarrassed or overwhelmed by it?
I would say, first of all, if you're wanting to dip your toes back into the water, there is so much you can do within the comfortability and safety of your room with your phone or with your laptop. Speaking a language is a very personal thing. And especially when it's something that you're pulling from the depths of your brain, a part of your brain that hasn't been ignited in years, potentially. And that is quite intimate, I suppose, and therefore it can feel embarrassing if you make a mistake and you're not necessarily in your comfort zone. Do as much as you can in the comfortability of your room, first and foremost. Tune into Irish radio stations, watch Irish language shows, consume Irish language media, listen to the music, watch the TikToks, consume with the content that is available to you literally in your pocket. And I always say, all of us, you know, have so much Irish within us. Everyone says, oh, I studied it for 14 years and I haven't a word.
Yeah.
You do. It's in there. You picked up so much of it passively. There's no way you spent 14 years learning the subject and it's not there.
Yeah.
It might be at the level you want it to be, but the more you expose yourself to it, it's almost as though the cogs start turning again and it starts coming back to you. As we said, we're not learning, we're remembering the language. So do as much as you can in the comfortability of your home first, your room, your safe space. After that, take it a step further. If there's a Gaelscoil in your county, reach out to them and ask, is there any classes? Is there any Kirkle chorals? Same with your local county council. Social media is such a fabulous way to connect with other Irish speakers. There's also an app, Gael Goer, and it shows you Irish speakers register and it shows you them in your area. Okay. And you can reach out to them if it's a thing you want, that one-on-one conversation. And after that, surround yourself with it as much as you can. And once you dip a toe in the Irish speaking community, it's honestly like the floodgates open and you will be surrounded with the language. It just comes flooding in.
Brilliant. Finally, have you got a favourite Irish word or phrase that you wish more people would use?
My favourite word is for a sneeze, schneeferts.
Love it.
Schneeferts. Schneeferts. Yeah. Schneeferts.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Laura, you've been an absolute pleasure. If people want to follow your journey with the Irish language and if they want to find out more, check out any resources you have, where's the best place to go?
TikTok at Laura J. Pakenham.
Brilliant, Laura. It's been a pleasure having you in studio. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Salam. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.